You all right? This is Jake Ryan.
Tyler Jacobson.
Hi, it's Lenny.
You are listening to The Casual Sound.
We are starting.
This episode with talk show and the tune Stress. That is some quality modern day post-punk.
So good. And we're hearing more bands like that, right? That last episode, we had a couple like that on there as well.
Absolutely. I mean, Lenny, I think you and I have talked about this, and you've mentioned it several times, that we cannot wait for this absolute just outpouring of
post-COVID touring.
Yes, post-COVID touring, but just yes. Output of music that you know is gonna happen, because the channels which through these artists have been able to express themselves through have been blocked for a year and a half, and it's just gonna explode.
That used to be the thing, right? You'd go on the dole, you've got nothing to do all day, you're living in the, you know, in a suburban town, can't find a job, you're indoors all the time, you're writing music. So maybe we get some sort of 2020 analog of that.
Be beautiful.
Yeah, I like it.
We're gonna mix it up a little bit on this episode.
Yeah,
we're gonna start kind of throwing it around, maybe throwing around decade styles. What are we going into next?
So I think I'm not gonna get too narrative around this, but Lenny and I were talking about Velocity Girl, because on the last episode there was a cover of Velocity Girl by Primal Scream. So we were talking about Velocity Girl. We started talking about the '90s band on Sub Pop Records, Velocity Girl, and Lenny and I agree that let's get some of that on there. He starts looking for a song. He's like, found it. Starts playing it, and it's not Velocity Girl.
Velvet Crush, Drive Me Down tune. I mixed them up with Velocity Girl, because this is what, 31 years ago now. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed that one.
So here's Velvet Crush. Here's Velvet Crush, and then we're gonna follow that up with Velocity Girl, and see where it goes from there. We'll be right back.
said to me, well, that's what the most fucking frightening thing your nightmare could be. And he just said, being beaten to death by clowns. Big red fucking nose. Oh, it's down, it's crushing on my toes. Oh, I don't wanna be beaten to death by clowns. Oh, I don't wanna be beaten to death by clowns. And I should give me pounds.
All right, bring it in.
Clowns.
No, we've come out of blur. But we will talk about clowns.
All right. So yeah, hey, yeah. Well, no, I had the awful position of having to put a tune after Sean Willie Ryder in the middle of that set. And
Willie Ryder.
Yeah, I mean, what am I going to do?
Is that a euphemism?
Is it now? Anyway, I had to come up with a tune. Man, I went for something I'd enjoy, I think.
Wait, do you not enjoy clowns?
No, clowns is all right. I mean, it's I don't know. I think I'm in your camp on this. It's probably a little long.
It's definitely long, and I cut it out like halfway through on this episode. Yeah. Right? But it is, like, you can't get baggier than it. Like, it is the baggiest of baggy. And it came out, what, when do you know when it came out?
2012.
2012. Comes out, like, 20 years after Baggy. Yeah, 20 years after that whole thing happened.
Did you have to count on your toes there real quick?
Yep, yeah, awesome. I did. So here's my experience with it is, and I could be absolutely wrong on this, but Happy Mondays do a U.S. tour with Psychedelic Furs. And when I say Happy Mondays, it's Sean Ryder, his son, and then a bunch of people that he hired. Rowetta's not a part of it. Bez isn't a part of it. Sean's just cashing in, right? He's taking the money. But before he comes out on the stage after his nap, which legitimately I heard that's what was going on.
Yeah, yeah, we figured that out.
The vamp music to bring him on the stage is just a super dub, just super baggy track, and I'm not convinced it wasn't an instrumental version of that, but I've been trying to figure out what it was since I heard it, because I was just fascinated by it. I was in love with it. I think it might have been that, just an instrumental version of Clowns. I sent an email. I was like, what did you guys open the show with? Never heard back.
You got an Instagram or something.
I sent a nude with it.
All right.
I thought that would sweeten the pot, but I don't think it did.
Well, now you know why you didn't get an answer.
Yeah, but it was a nude of Lenny. It wasn't me.
Oh.
You would have thought.
Is that a euphemism?
It is a euphemism. Also, by the way, that the theme of that song is how I feel about conservatives. Lenny.
What?
Talk about what we opened that up with. Afflex Palace.
Okay, yeah, it sounded a bit like The Last to me. New band out of Manchester. I enjoyed it. What do you guys think?
Well, I initially thought the idea that it sounded like The Last was completely ridiculous, but then I was like, nah, you could hear Lee singing that. And if it was mixed differently, yeah, absolutely. So I think you're right.
I think they're leading a baggy revival, but we'll see what pans out.
I don't put Laws in that baggy category, do you?
Nah, baggy era, though.
All right. Yeah. 90s. Yeah. 80s. Late 80s. So yeah, as you just said, Jake Ryan.
Right. What, late 80s, really the start of the 90s?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely. All right, so this next track we've never played on the Casual Sound before. We used to play it a lot when we were doing Danger Radio, but we haven't played it on Casual Sound. I was thinking about it, and then my iPhone was connected to my brain and knew I was thinking about it and threw it up on Shuffle, and it's the first time I'd heard it in a really long time, and oh man, it was a breath of fresh air.
Probably came through that chip you got when you got your vaccine.
I'm a fanboy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, give me the Apple. Put it in there. It's just going to make my life easier. I don't care who gets that data.
What's the tune?
The tune is Breaks, Breaks, Break. The song is Two Shocks.
She said, give me two shocks, or give me two shocks, boy. Oh, well, I'm bored with number three, or give me World War Four. I'll pop your popcorn and tell me, what do I know? Well, you never get to heaven if the wind don't blow. It's time to take a stock of what you've reaped, my son, so you know what you can lose or when the reaper comes. Tend to your crop and then attend to your own. Well, my field was a desert. This is
We'll be right back.
So, Lenny, say the name of that band.
It was Pastel.
What was the name of this song?
Deeper Than Holy.
I think we're going to end this episode early, because how's anybody going to play anything better than that? That was fantastic.
Well, I had the joy, like, once again, of placing something within the set list. Yeah, in order to set that one up.
Which you did quite well.
Yes. So I did my job. I was supposed to follow it, but yeah, that was, you know, we got to hand the medal to Lenny again.
Yeah, that was amazing. That was truly a quality track. Now, is the rest of it as good?
Yeah, I'd say so. Like, reminds me of the first Verve album for sure. Like, sounds a lot like Blue, but then Liam Gallagher walks in on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that was. You know, we've gotten feedback that the episodes are too short, so I think we should probably try and continue it, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. yeah, that was pretty incredible. And again, before that, we had Peroshka with Everlastingly Yours, if you might remember that from another episode. But if you don't, this is your first Casual Sound episode, Jake Ryan, you know, what do you know about Peroshka?
Sounds Polish.
All right, Lenny, fill us all in on Peroshka.
I think it's Mickey and her husband Moose McKillop, isn't it? From Moose.
And bass player
Mickey from Lush and Geezer from Modern English, right?
Justin from Elastica on drums.
Right, that's right, yep. Zach.
And they just released their second album.
It's not out yet.
The pre-orders have taken place.
Okay.
All right, tell me about what you know about the second album.
I read a little thing and it said it's going to be shoegaze sound, and they said their first one come out a year or two ago was their Britpop album, so something to look forward to, I think.
Yeah, so Brickbat was the Britpop album. That's the one Everlastingly Yours is off of. All right, so what are we going to play next? If nobody knows, I'm going to pick one.
Do it.
All right, I'm going to pick the Pastels, not Pastels. And pick a different band from the 80s, the Pastels. Let's see here. If I'm just pulling that out of my butt.
Is that a euphemism?
It might be a euphemism. Let's do Remote Climbs, kind of a slower one. Thank you.
model farm, model right, model village. I see a lot of gammon in the village. I don't see a lot happen in the village. Just give them an anthem and they'll sing it. Still they don't know the meanings in it. Just saluting flags cause it's British. Idiot spirits think they're kindred. Model low crime rate in the village. Model race, model hate, model village. It feels like the village is a pillage. Still someone's making a killing. Take flight, take flight. Take flight. Model village.
Toodle-doo to the village. Toodle fucking boo.